baby, it's so far away. Don't be angry, don't be sad, but don't sit crying over good times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do. And there's a rose in the twisted love.
Mischke Broadcast, Black Sheep Broadcasting Network. Well, hello, Dan.
Hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
Hey, the show's going pretty good for a guy who had no plan coming in, right?
No plan, no preparation, no show, nothing.
I tell you that Moeller commercial was one of your better ones. The bathroom and jewelry, come on, that's good stuff.
Really, you liked that?
I thought that was excellent. What?
Did you just hit a drum sound effect?
No, that wasn't me.
Huh. Well,
and then Janet Vogel?
Yeah.
It's rolling.
Hold it, Mark's calling in. I can tell. Is that Mark? Oh, no, that's not Mark. Yeah, we got a lot of things going on here. We were saved by the callers. You know, imagine if the callers just said, say Janet decided not to call and all these other folks decided not to call, and they just let me dangle in the breeze here. It would have been, what's the opposite of a Marconi? Let's see, a Marconi, the opposite would be a what? Marconi is Italian. Opposite of Italian would be
Japanese. I don't know.
They were in the axis with the Italians. The Japanese would not be the. You want to go? The Italians were, you know, connected with Japanese and with the Germans. So you want to go with something Marconi? I think you'd have to go to Northern Europe. Would be an Inuit. I think the opposite of a Marconi would be an Inuit. You know what the Inuit are?
I'm lost. You got me, man.
We used to call them Eskimos.
Oh, okay.
And I don't see anything in common between the life of an Inuit or Inuit and the life of, say, your average Italian guy. Do you see a connection at all?
No, it's pretty much... Your whole show has been all over the road.
Well, was destined to win an Inuit.
No. Which, okay, all right. I wanted to ask you another question.
Yeah.
Is there a Broadcasters Hall of Fame?
Yeah, and Larry King's in it.
He owns it.
He's in it. I know. The only reason I know there's a Broadcasters Hall of Fame is because Larry King repeatedly reminds folks in his column that he is in it. So I know there must be one.
Okay, because Don and you definitely deserve to be there.
Well, not me,
sure.
But Don, after all those years, I mean, he had real big-time radio is, you know, working the Chicago market. He was in the Chicago market, working the big markets, you know.
Right, I moved here from New York, and I got here only a few years before he passed away, and he was one of the first people, you know, personalities on the radio I heard, and I was so impressed. He was awesome. And, you know, I just caught the tail end, and it was just, but he's really
But at
phenomenal.
Least you caught the tail end.
Yeah.
A lot of people listening now don't know what we're talking about
exactly.
When we talk about Don. At least you caught him. You know, guys like Gene Shepard, you know, out in New York?
I grew up on him.
Yeah, a lot of people just hear about him now after he's gone.
Yeah.
I just got some old recordings of his sent to me by a listener named Derek Larson and never got to hear Gene Shepard live, but now I'm hearing him in recordings. You know?
Phenomenal. It was on WOR.
Yeah.
And it was just great growing up listening to his stories because it's pretty much the same material. I mean, it was, you know, all the stuff from In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash. And a lot of the materials from that book. What a great guy he was, too. I wanted to ask you, you've got a musical background.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever recorded any of your material, done anything with it?
I don't like to admit that I have, but I did actually do something once, but it's in a landfill right now, and that's where it belongs. But I'll tell you something, in all honesty, I am going to tackle another project here within the next 6 months, just because it feels fun again to play music, so I'm going to do a CD here in the next few months.
Really?
Yep.
Because I've got this concept, you know who Tom Waits is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember his mid-70s stuff?
Yep.
Small Change?
Yep.
Well, I'm thinking with kind of a polka twist. Instead of a jazz quartet, get a Midwestern with you. I'm telling you, I can hear it. And it would be, I think there's something there. Is that kind of in the vein that you're looking for? It's kind of a folk, but tell stories about characters that might be more, you know, in the Midwestern setting.
You know, I might work on that. Actually, I like that. Let me spend some time on that. You may have inspired me here. I wasn't going in that direction, but I hear what you're putting together there.
You know?
And I might do a different one with that and then put that out separately through KSTP. I like that idea.
Yeah, I've produced a couple of small projects on the side, and I'd love to do a project.
Oh, well, I tell you what, let me get your phone number.
Okay.
We may follow through on this. Let me put you on hold and get your number.
All right, Tom.
I appreciate that. Hang on. Yes, I could see something like this developing. Surely. What happened to my buddy, Colin, with the letter? Now we lost Sarah. I was going to read the letter. Bob.
Hello?
Hi, Bob.
Tommy?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. How many bells is 2 o'clock?
I don't know.
Oh, well, wait a minute. You said 9 o'clock is 2 bells.
10 o'clock is 4 bells, and 8 o'clock is 8 bells.
Okay. Yeah. 8 o'clock makes sense. Well, then how many bells is 11 o'clock?
Call Clark Griffith. I don't know.
Oh.
This is Clarky's thing. I don't have the dope on this. He just straightened me out today on the whole deal. He said if you're going to use Navy lingo, get it right.
Whoa.
This was so important to him. He actually called 2 nights ago when I made the mistake and wanted me to call him at his law office just to get this right. So the hell if I'm going to screw up now and say it's coming up on 10 bells, coming up on 4 bells.
Well, that's really confusing.
Well, I'm sorry. It's a Navy deal. If you're going to use bells, you got to use the bells right. The bells didn't come from your average layman or civilian. I'm sorry.
Well, weren't they a layman before they became a Navy person?
But then they didn't use bells then. Then we didn't go with bells then.
Okay, fine.
For God's sakes. Steve?
Yes, hi, Tom.
Hi.
I was wondering if you'd call out to this little teeny bar out in South Dakota where my buddy might be.
Yeah, sure.
And even if my buddy isn't there, it's interesting because the place is heated by wood.
Oh, okay.
They've been broken a couple times.
Right, yeah.
And they have a note in the window now saying there is no money in the wood box.
Okay, hang on. I'll get the number. Could you get the number from that guy, Kodiak? Thanks. Uh-huh. Sure, we'll call right now. Mr. what? Mr. Christopher?
Yes, sir.
Will you hang on a second?
Yeah.
There's a freaking letter.
Yeah, well.
Did you find it?
I can't find it. I tried to call you back. I was busy.
Yeah. Should have given you the hotline number.
It was Michener, though.
Oh, it was Michener. James Michener wrote it.
I got Richard Krause right now digging through a box at his house.
Dick's working on this?
Yeah.
Ah, diggity. I think you might have given me the stinking letter.
I gave you a copy of it.
You gave me a copy.
You know where my copy is? John Hassler pulled it off my wall and never gave it back to me.
Oh, that bastard. If he was here right now. He's still alive, isn't he?
I'm going after him.
So he's got it. Well, we'll just keep the suspense going. We'll eventually get this letter read, but at least it's a Michener. We got that down. It's a Michener letter.
I'm pretty sure.
And it was going to be good advice to someone graduating from college. Don't you think it's ideal to be delivered to someone just graduating from college?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I'll get it to you as soon as I get it.
All right, thanks, Mikey.
All right, bye.
Bye. Sarah, he's working on it. Jim the Cabbie.
Good evening, Tommy.
Evening.
Because watches in the Navy are 4 hours long, every 4 hours you start over the bells. So if 9 o'clock is 2 bells, 10 o'clock is 4 bells, 11 o'clock is 6 bells, noon would be 8 bells, 1 o'clock would then be 1 would be 2 bells.
I gotta get you hooked up with Clark Griffith. You two would get along just swell.
Oh, no, my dad spent time on Navy transports, and when I was little, he used to do that to me to confuse me until I finally figured it out.
Jim, your knowledge continues to amaze me.
I've told you, I'm an information sponge. It goes in, it may get confused or misplaced, but it's always in there to come back when I need it.
And what's extraordinary is, haven't you, on occasion, done a little acid?
Mm-hmm. A few times.
And it still stays in there. That's what's extraordinary. Meanwhile, my memory's shot.
I've indulged in several recreational chemicals over the time, but
Have you seen God during the?
No, and I even tried playing Black Sabbath backwards at 78 speed, and it didn't work. So.
I got a book you got to read. It's about. It's called. What's that book, Kodiak? We're having the guy on. Oh, I'll tell you about it later, Jimmy. But it has everything to do with your little experimentations there and mystical experiences and that sort of thing. But by a scientist, a guy who studied this sort of thing, you'll enjoy it.
Is it the God part of the brain?
No, but it's a similar sort of thing.
It's interesting.
Kodiak's getting frustrated because, well, we're at 9:56 now, and that's
and you need to go to weather.
Yeah, no, not
okay.
Weather. I need to take a break badly. I mean, we are
take the break.
All right, buddy.
Bye.
Go, everybody. Run to a break, quick, everybody. Go, network. Go, Kodiak. Just go.